Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Salty Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Salty Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Salty Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Salty Sisters. 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 We're now listening to Salty Sisters.
Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all of your branding and publishing needs. That's right, I had someone email me the other day and say, I didn't know you had a publishing. Yes, we do. You can visit us at WealthySistersMedia.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersMedia.com. Here we are so excited and proud to announce that this episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Audible.com and The Herbs. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information, and you can listen to audiobooks whenever, wherever, and however you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Let me say that again so that you can get that 30-day free trial going right now at audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. Also, we're so excited for our new platinum sponsor, dherbs.com. That's right, you've heard of dherbs. If you hadn't, you may have heard of it on Steve Harvey. So many people are taking advantage of this awesome full body cleansing system and all of the other great natural holistic products. Go to dherbs.com, order anything you want there, and you will get a 5% discount right away. Just put in Wealthy Sister for your promo code. And just stay tuned. We are going to all do the full body cleanse together in a few weeks here. So stay tuned to the website so that you can learn more about it. Thank you so much, dherbs.com. Remember, your promo code, Wealthy Sisters. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we connect business with people, stories, and music. And our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide you, that dynamic listener, with encouragement and practical knowledge that you can apply to your life and your business right now for that positive impact. And second, we must edify, promote, and acknowledge. That's right. Provide that platform to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network. And today is another awesome Tuesday. It is July 8th, 2014, and we are celebrating this month. Yes, this month. Can you hear it? The excitement in our voice. We are celebrating 5 years. Can you believe that? 5 years. And we know we owe it all to you. Thank you so much for tuning in for the past 5 years, for downloading our show, finding us on iTunes, here on the Blog Talk Network, and at our website, WealthySistersRadio.com. You know, we are so appreciative, and just, I mean, there's so many great things in store. And we want to remind you that we are here every week at the same time, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So thank you so much for spreading the word. And also, we want to let you know that next week we will be announcing the winners of our free commercial. Yes, yes, free commercial for the past few months. And we only have a few remaining. We've been giving away a free commercial. If you want to know how you can do it, it's just three simple things. All you have to do is follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Wealthy Sisters. Just go right now. Go ahead and do it. Follow us right there. You can click on it, follow us, and also join our mailing list at WealthySistersRadio.com. Three simple things, and you too could possibly win a free commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, it is time for that question of the week. I know. This has been one of the greatest segments that we've implemented here at celebrate those 5 years, our 5 years here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. And the business question of the week, if you want to know whatever it is, you've got a question, listen, I have over 25 years experience as a business owner. If I don't know it, which I know I don't know everything, but I do know how to go and dig it up, find out, and we will definitely do that. So send us a question at family@wealthysistersradio.com. Send your questions to family@wealthysistersradio.com, or you can call our hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808. Give us a shout out. Let us know what your question is. Again, that's 800-917-9435, extension 808. And our business question of the week comes from Miss Rachel, all the way from St. Paul, Minnesota. And she says she's been hearing a lot. She's starting a business, and she wants to know about this crowdfunding. What do we think about crowdfunding here at Wealthy Sisters Radio? Well, I tell you, I cannot say this enough. The internet technology has changed the game in so many ways. It's given many business owners, many of us, opportunities that we may not would have had. And so crowdfunding is another great example of that. Yes, it is. Now, crowdfunding, if you go to Wikipedia, they give you a very detailed description of that. It's a collection of finance from backers, the crowd, to fund an initiative, and usually occurs on the internet platform. That's right. So you can have your friends, you can have people in organizations that you are part of, any person. And there are so many outlets out there, and all you have to do really is just Google crowdfunding, and you will see so many sites. And a lot of times the sites work where they get their money from a percentage of the donation that's made. You know, it's all types of ways that it happens, but it is a great, great way to raise capital for your business. And, you know, oftentimes you can, based on the award or the donation amount, you can offer, you know, those donators different parts. Some people offer some parts of the business, they offer products or what have you. So there's just different ways that you can do that. So I want you to know this, though. We have definitely talked about it here, and we've had an expert, the expert, I like to say, Dr. Letitia Wright. I want you to go. That was August 5th interview, 2013, just last year. So you can go to Wealthy Sisters Radio. You can find us there, radio, wealthysistersradio.com, and listen to that interview from Dr. Letitia Wright. So definitely, we love crowdfunding. We think it's a great way for you to finance and have investors in your business without having to give away a lot of your company. When you look at other avenues like private equity or venture capital, so definitely it's a great thing. Rachel, thank you so much for your question here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, your business question. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to send that to us. Give her another round of applause. And if you've got a question that you'd like us to answer here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, just send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com. Or just give us a call, 800-917-9435, extension 808. Well, as I told you, you know, every week we always provide the great, great resources. We want to make sure that we are that platform that you can go to every week. You know, we are committed to you, and every week we bring the best of the best on this show. And this week, I'll tell you, I am so proud of this young lady. She is 14 years old. Started her business at 9 years old, wrote a book. I think she was about 11 or 10 when she wrote the book. She's going to correct me, I know. But I'm telling you, this young lady is just taking off. And when you know something, someone has a gift, you can definitely see it. She's such an honorable person. And quite naturally, her parents are beautiful. She comes from a phenomenal family. And you all know she's a part of us. Her mother is our finance correspondent here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, Ms. Marcella Milan Williams. So we are so proud to have her daughter, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan Williams, who just received the McDonald's 365 Black, the first ever Youth Community Award. So we are so thrilled to have her on the show. When we come back from this short commercial break, we're going to hear from that dynamic young lady, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Do you have a book that is ready to be published and you just don't know how? Does your company website need a facelift? Well, Wealthy Sisters Media Group is here to serve you. Publish your book and capture that brand new company look. Visit WealthySisters.com or call 800-917-9435 to take action today.
We are live back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, and you know, if you hadn't heard already, we are in the process of nominations for the Business Woman of the Year. That's right, the Wealthy Sisters Media Group Business Woman of the Year. Go to WealthySisters.com, click on the banner, and nominate your Business Woman of the Year. We are live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, celebrating 5 years, and a very, very, very special guest is none other than Ms. Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Hello, Gabrielle. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, love. Well, first of all, let me just say how proud I am and how proud we all are of you here at Wealthy Sisters Media Group.
Thank you.
Yes. And Zoe sends her greetings. She's so excited. She was thrilled to know that you were going to be on the show today. She wished that she could be here. She's at camp in Atlanta. So she just really, really just looks up to you. And I just want to say thank you so much for being such a wonderful example to not just the young ladies, but to the young men as well.
Definitely. Yes, thank you.
Yes. So we know we have a lot of things to talk about. This time is going to go so fast, but why don't we just back up a little bit? And usually I ask our guests at this time, you know, to give us some history. And I know you being 14 years old, you do have history, although we as adults might chuckle and say, she don't have any history. She hasn't been around long enough to have history. But the truth of the matter is we all do. And, you know, we can say you've been here before, which we believe that for sure. But, Gabrielle, tell us, what made you want to start your business at 9 years old?
Well, when I was younger than I am now, ever since I was younger than I was now, I've always really enjoyed jewelry. I always had an eye for jewelry. And at around 7 years old, I would teach myself how to make jewelry, how to design, by going on YouTube and looking in magazines and just teaching myself to make jewelry. And then at around 8 years old, I sold my first pieces to a friend in school. And I kind of felt like I was doing something here, that my jewelry was actually doing well. And so my parents kind of confronted me about having a business with it. And the reason I already knew about entrepreneurship was because I'm a sixth generation entrepreneur on my mom's side. And so I really wanted to
say that again. You said sixth generation
entrepreneur on my mom's side. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So really what I wanted to do, I guess, without even knowing it, I really wanted to kind of continue that legacy of entrepreneurs in my family. By combining my love for jewelry and creating a jewelry business. So I started that at 9.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say, please make sure you tell everyone the name of your company. We know it's Jewels of Jordan. I want to know how you came up with that name. I want everybody to go to your website right now, jewelsofjordan.com, and that's with a Z instead of an S. But her jewelry is not the little things that you see a 9-year-old will start out with, like yarn and strings, you're making the friendship band. These are the pieces that grown women want to wear and do wear. They'll be beautiful pieces.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the name Jewels of Jordan?
I came up with the name. My middle name is Jordan, so I'm Gabrielle Jordan Williams. And I usually go by Gabrielle Jordan. And so I guess it just sounded nice, Jewels of Jordan, you know, the J and the J. And I guess my mom actually helped come up with that one. I mean, my whole family helped out, but my mom was a big help when it came to saying the name of the company. So I guess that's how it kind of came to be. It sounds cool.
Yeah, that's good. Now, you know, let me ask you this. As you were making the jewelry at 9 and you sold your first piece there, and then you decided to start the business after your parents encouraged you and the whole family. Tell me, you know, did you have a vision or did you have an idea as to what you wanted to see your company look like? Or did you imagine all that has taken place in your life now to have happened?
Actually, no. I didn't have any idea that I was going to either write a book or become a speaker. All I thought was I was going to be able to sell jewelry and also give back, because I always wanted to give back and, you know, give and all that and things like that. So I never expected to write a book and all that, but when I was doing my jewelry, I know I always had the image of elegance and sophistication and classiness, mostly because that's how my mom is and that's how her jewelry is, and I kind of wanted to represent that and kind of wanted to represent that for girls as well, because a lot of girls need to know to be elegant and classy. So that was my vision in mind when I created the business. And I guess people were really inspired by me starting my business at only 9 years old. And they were asking me a lot of questions, and they were asking me to talk to their kids about it. And so I guess after a competition in school, I wrote a book called For Making Every Young Entrepreneur. And I self-published it. And so that's my book, and people really, really are enjoying it, and a lot of the kids are just giving so much. It's called The Making of a Young Entrepreneur, because guys are developing the mindset for success.
Right, right. Well, I know Zoe was thrilled when she got her book. She read it from front to back, and she does still pull it out and refer to it as well. So how old were you when you wrote your book?
I was 11 years old. So it was after a few years.
I thought I remember. Yeah, being 11. Okay, that's great. And so you said it actually came about from a competition at school.
There's a competition called Write a Book, and basically whatever you want to write about. And I had my business, and so a lot of people were asking me about my business before when I was selling, and so I guess I wanted to share with other kids what you could do and how you can start a business and the mindset that you need to achieve to have a business or to go after the dreams that you set. So, yeah, that's when I wrote the book, and I only made it to state in the competition, but my mom and I decided that she helped me out with this, but she decided to self-publish the book and get more kids to read it and have it reach out all around.
Right, right, right. And so when they said, oh, we got this competition to write a book, I mean, you really took it to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. So needless to say, I would imagine you probably won that competition, huh?
I actually did when I only made it to state. I got a note back from the judges. One of the judges, they were like, wow, this book is so amazing. I can't believe you were able to. I'm sorry that you weren't able to move forward because this book is so inspiring. And so I guess I was a little discouraged after that, because I really did want a lot of kids to read this, because the prize was to get into a library system. And I didn't win, so I was kind of unhappy about that. But My mom came to me, and actually my parents, they came to me with the idea of publishing it, self-publishing it. And so I added more chapters, and I juiced it up a little bit. I added more information, and I self-published it.
Wow. Now, I'm so glad that you said that, and we were able to ask you that question. I didn't know that you wrote the book from, or it was birthed from, a competition, but I want everybody to hear, because as adults, we deal with every day, you know, we have challenges, and especially in a business, you're building, you want things to go one way, and something else doesn't happen, and a door is closed, and we want to lose everything, and, you know, we just want to give up a lot of times, but it's amazing that you, at 11 years old, you know, even though you had your parents' encouragement, that's important. It really is to have loved ones and a great support system. But you still had to go ahead and write and add those chapters.
Mm-hmm.
And here, look what happened when you turned one door closed, because you may not have even tried to finish that book if if they didn't say they wanted your book. Had you thought about that? At all?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know that won that competition. I guess I really wouldn't have had, like, the drive of getting it out as much as I have right now, because then I went through, you know, this discouragement of not winning. So I had, for that, I had even more drive to get this book out. And so I guess if I won the competition, I definitely wouldn't have had so much drive as I do now.
Right. It's nothing like somebody telling me I know that you can't do it. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, oh, that's what you think? So you showed them in so many ways how you have been able to reach not just people in the state, but talk to us about your speaking this, because you're traveling all over the country now.
Yeah. Yeah, my speaking, I speak a lot, I speak to a lot of kids, I speak to kids' conferences and things like that, but I really love to speak about leadership, entrepreneurship, and one thing that I'm focusing on now is your unique value, which is basically that special thing inside of you that you can use to go after your dreams or whatever it is that you expect to start a business or whatever it is, and it's just, the speaking has been a lot of fun because, and it was really a surprise for me because when I was younger and actually for a little bit, I've been very introverted and very shy. And so I guess speaking has helped me to come out of my shell a little bit. I've always been one to be able to speak in front of crowds. I could speak in front of crowds pretty easily, but when it comes to one-on-one, it was always very difficult for me. And so I decided that, you know, speaking, and that would help me to get out of my shell and become less shy, be able to speak more. And so I speak a lot now. I mean, a few of my upcoming events is on July 7th, I'm speaking at a Running Start panelist in Georgetown University. And then July 12th, I'm going to be at the International Festival and as a closing speaker. And then, November 1st, I'm going to be in New York I'm going to be receiving an award with the YES Conference, and I'm going to be selling my jewelry and my book. And then November 8th, I'm going to be in California, at a Made by the Image You Conference, that's what it's called.
Wow, that is amazing. So all from just your local competition to now your destiny is coming to pass, you're fulfilling and reaching so many people. And, you know you inspire not just you, but you inspire the adults as well. I'm sure you've had adults say that to you.
Yeah.
I mean, because one of the things we know, we go back to the scriptures, it says, be ye as little children. And one of the great things about being a child, you can still have the world wide open without any filters, without any much baggage of, oh, this didn't work, so don't let me do this, or this didn't happen, so I'm afraid to move. The older we get, a lot of times, the less risk we take. And so it's so beautiful to see you just step out there and soar. And so definitely, you're an inspiration to all of us in adults as well. Just talk a little bit about, I know you have a speaking, we talked about you traveling all over, being able to share with that. Mentoring, I know, is something that's really big for you. Let's talk about this program you have. Is it Excel?
It's called the Excel Youth Mentoring Program. And Excel stands for Excellence Created Through Entrepreneurship and Leadership.
Oh, wow. So what made you want to do that, and how did you come up with that acronym there?
Well, what really made me to want to start this program was mostly when I speak, at the end of my speeches, I usually am able to conduct a Q&A session. And a lot of times, the kids that are asking me questions, they have really great questions. And and so I decided that I could be able to answer these questions to people that are all around the world, that I may not be able to get to them easily as just speaking to them. So I tried to create this virtual platform where I could answer questions, bring on different other young entrepreneurs, and give inspirational, motivational advice for leaders and entrepreneurs. And that's where I kind of came up with the acronym. We kind of wanted something that would be very powerful, like Excel. Excel is beyond your expectations. And, you know, and then we wanted to focus on entrepreneurship and leadership. So that's how we came up with Excellence Created Through Entrepreneurship and Leadership. And really, this program, we created it so that we could really, that I could inspire youth to excel beyond their expectations, because a lot of people have expectations of other people, and I want to create this so that the kids I'm talking to can understand that they can do more than what they even think. They may already have a limit on what they can do, but they can definitely go beyond that limit if they expand their mind, if they grow themselves. And that way, that's really what I've learned through my business. And it's most importantly, if you have those people around you that can help you to grow more and have those mentors.
Right.
Because a lot of times, I have a lot of mentors. I have business, jewelry, speaking. I have multiple mentors. And these people have been there for me and have really helped me to reach my goals. And so I kind of wanted to do my part in being a mentor to the kids that really need it. And I want to do that weekly so that they can have that inspiration if they don't have it already. And so I do this program called Excel with Gabrielle, and it's a video cast. It premieres every Sunday at 7 p.m. And basically people can go on my website and they'll be linked to Excel with Gabrielle. And they can subscribe, and then they'll receive the message when it comes on every Sunday at 7.
Mm-hmm. 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 And so are these podcasts, are they available, like if they miss it this Sunday and they can't catch it, or are they able to catch up with other episodes?
Yes, actually. It's a video, so once it's over, you can go on to YouTube. It'll be downloaded onto YouTube. And if you go on to, it's Gabrielle Jordan, if you go on to that YouTube account, you'll be able to watch all the videos if you miss them.
That's great.
Yeah, and then the website to find that is GabrielleJordanInspires.com/Excel.
Excel. Okay. Fantastic. And everybody, if you missed that, you can always go to Wealthy Sisters Radio and click right there on our featured guest, and we have all of Gabrielle's information there as well. So, you know, if you have just tuned in, you must be so like, who is this young lady? She's full of wisdom. That's right. This is Gabrielle Jordan Williams as we celebrate 5 years here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So excited to have her on the show with us today. We're going to take a break and come back. We got a couple other things we want to talk about. We want to talk a little bit more about some of the details in your book as well. And then we want to talk about this big weekend you just had as well. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. You are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Hi there. This is Bill Lee.
I'm a voice talent, and I want to work for you. Just email me at bill@billlee.net.
For God so loved the world. We've probably all heard the start to this verse, but what does it really mean in our daily lives?
At FedEx, we understand you want a partner who can help you go global. That's why FedEx delivers next business day by 10:30 a.m. from more major international cities than any other express carrier. FedEx, another day, another dollar saved.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategies.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's thebattiegroup.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Yes, we are here live on Wealthy Sisters Radio as we are celebrating our anniversary, 5th year anniversary. It's our anniversary. Can you sing it with us? Yes, it's our anniversary. Oh, Teddy, thank you so much for tuning in to us here, with us, joining us, downloading our show for over 5 years as we approach, you know, the 6 year. We're just thrilled to have you, and we just cannot say thank you enough, and just want to let you know that we are more committed every day to providing you that content. See, I know what it's like being a business owner. I know what it's like as an entrepreneur. You can have lonely days. You can have great days. But one thing I do know, it means more when you know you have someone that understands, that has experienced what you've experienced, that has your back. And we want you to know, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we do. That's why we say, go ahead, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us. Join our mailing list. You can find us there at WealthySistersRadio.com. Stay in contact with us, because this information that you get every week, like our great guest that we have on our show today, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan Williams, we've only been on the show for a few minutes interviewing her, and she's already shared nuggets of wisdom that can be applied to your child's life, but your life as well. Encouragement, inspiration, because we understand out here in the world is the way that everything is. You know, you can look at it half glass empty or half glass full. So all we're trying to do is to just encourage you to keep going, but also to provide that practical knowledge for you. So we say go to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Make sure you go through our library and make sure you don't miss a show. This is here for you. Here for you. So we are thrilled to share that with you, and just want to encourage you to definitely take advantage of this information that we provide to you every week, you know. And, you know, I just want to thank so much to our proud sponsors, theherbs.com. We will be doing the full body cleanse, TheHerbs.com is the number one online distributor of cleansing systems. And this system, the full body cleanse, will definitely, it will give you so much life, give you so much energy. I've done it several times. I love it. It's a phenomenal product, all healthy, all natural. And when you take this product, I'm telling you, it'll add 20 years to you. It really does. It's just that energy that you get from it. So go to TheHerbs.com. Like I said, we will be doing the full body cleanse together here real soon in a few weeks. So go to TheHerbs.com. Check out the full body cleanse and other great products that they have. Especially if you got problems with high blood pressure, diabetes, you want to learn about this. And also, when you do that, you can use the special promo code for Wealthy Sistas. That's S-I-S-T-A-S. Again, that's TheHerbs.com. Thank you so much, TheHerbs.com. So back to our phenomenal guest, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan. You are an author and entrepreneur since 9 years old, CEO, running your company, traveling all over the world, speaking. Just share all the great places that you've gone and where you're going. We're just so excited about that. Tell us a little bit more about your book. You know, because I want, first of all, people can go to your website and get the book, correct?
Yes, they can.
Okay. Is it available on Amazon and all of that as well, or is it just on your site?
It is available on Amazon as well.
Okay, fantastic. So, hey, they can download it in the Kindle or on their phone and all of that. We got the whole nine there for you. So get that book. If you want to make sure this is summertime, reading programs, what a great read for your child. And give them the name of the book again.
Called The Making of a Young Entrepreneur.
The Making of a Young Entrepreneur by Gabrielle Jordan Williams. Yeah, go to Amazon and get that book, or definitely you can go to her website and find all of Gabrielle's information at Wealthy Sistas Radio under Featured Guest. So, Gabrielle, tell us five topics or five great things you would want people to get or you know they get when they read your book.
Really, the most important thing that in my book I outline as the chapters. So in my book, I have, I think it's 7 chapters. And the most important thing I really want people to get from my book is, I would say, number one, you shouldn't be afraid to go after the dreams that you've set, because if you set them and you're still letting them sit there, then you're becoming a spectator. So you're not going after those dreams and working towards them. So even though there'll be those setbacks and those hard times, it's important that you know and you remember what those dreams are, remember what those goals are, and you go after them no matter what. Another thing is making sure that you, again, not being a spectator, practicing, working hard. Like I said, when I started my business, I was learning how to make jewelry. I was practice making jewelry every day, and I would teach myself to be a jewelry maker. And one of the most important things that I point out and I talk a lot about is being aware of dream killers and being aware of people that are not there to support you, they're only there to bring you down. Make sure that you're aware of who those people are and you don't let them get to you. You understand what you're doing, and even though they might not understand, you don't associate with them. So,
Say that again. Now, get real. Yeah. I'm going to let you in on a secret. If you don't know already, that is not just for kids. We adults need to hear that too. So you said, you can say stay away, as in avoid, run, don't hang around. Dream killers, is that what I heard you say?
Yes, dream killers, making sure that you can first identify them and then avoid them.
How do you identify a dream killer or a dream stealer? How have you been able to do that?
Now, actually, in my book, I actually have a dream killer checklist where kids, if they're trying to figure out who their dream killers are, And so basically for me, because for me, I basically find out who is introverts, like people that always have something negative to say about what I'm doing. And although some people will say negative things, it's to help, but this kind of negativity is mostly to stop you from doing your working towards what you're trying to achieve.
Right.
People that are trying to discourage you, people that try and tell you that this is not going to work out, this is too far-fetched, try to think smaller, all these different things. And so really, when some dream killers can be really sneaky or very sly because it can seem as if they're just there to help you and they're just there to support you, but really, and even though actually some people may even think that they're trying to help you, so really, they're discouraging you anyway. So it can be really difficult to point out the dream killers. And sometimes you can even be a dream killer yourself sometimes, because I know I've done that myself, and it's really easy to slip into being a dream killer. And so there's multiple things that I talk about when I talk about dream killers, making sure that you are aware of them, that you can find them, making sure that you're able to avoid them, even if they're your friends, because that's the hardest part. And then making sure that you're able to not slip into being a dream killer.
And you are so wise, young lady, because that is true that we too can be our own dream killer. We call that self-sabotage, you know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not sometimes, it's that fear. You know, you hear the acronym, false evidence appearing real. We have fear of failing. We also have fear of success. And you see a lot of times celebrities or entertainers, and I don't want to pick on them. They only understand it because they live their life in public. They experience the same thing we experience, not in the public view, you know. But unfortunately for them, their mistakes and their life choices happen in public. And so here you can see a person that reaches success and then all of a sudden make decisions or make choices that cause them to experience a great setback just from an experience or a decision. And that's right. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because, and then there's the other thing, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, is being able to be encouraged and to move forward, like you did when they didn't give you the award for writing the book in the school. You turn that around, and that's what we have to do, you know. But those options, the alternatives are those voices that we hear, the negative talk. Oh, you can't do this. You've never been able to do this. This is too big. This will be too hard. Nobody will like it. All those things. So I'm glad that you brought that point up. And again, if you're just tuned in to Wealthy Sisters Radio, I want you to know that I am privileged to celebrate our 5th anniversary with our very special guest, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan Williams. She is an entrepreneur, started her jewelry business, Jewels of Jordan, at 9 years old, wrote a book at 11, The Making of a Young Entrepreneur, A Kid's Guide to Developing the Mindset for Success. And she's been dropping some nuggets from this book. And like I said, Gabrielle, this is not just for kids. I love it because I remember seeing in your book you have the checklist in there for at the end of the chapters, like places and notes and all those great things in the book, you know, that you could have. And I can tell you as a parent, it's nothing like seeing your child read this book and go through and make notes and actually do the activities that she has in here. Yeah. So I want to encourage everybody now to get this book. It's on Amazon, and you can get it from her website and find all of Gabrielle's information at WealthySistersRadio.com. So, Gabrielle, you have been doing amazing things. We're just so proud of you. Tell us a little bit about how school life has been for you, with you speaking and traveling. How have you been able to maintain all of your great grades in school?
Well, actually, I guess maybe midway of eighth grade, I went into homeschooling for the first time.
Okay, good.
So before that, I was in regular school, but we started doing homeschool last school year, and it has actually been really, really great for my business because I'm able mm-hmm. to really schedule things and really be able to work around my schoolwork and work with my schoolwork, and I'm not really confined to a specific schedule. So I love doing homeschooling, and I'm able to really learn a lot better. I'm able to learn on my own pace. And so and it's just a whole lot more easier to manage my business. So that's how I get my schoolwork done and everything like that. But when I was in school, because there are kids now that still are in regular school and they have businesses. So I do want to say that when I was in regular school, I didn't sure do my homework first. But when I got home, I made sure to do, I did my homework and then I did my schoolwork. I mean, I did my homework and then I did my business work later on when I got home. So really, it is definitely more of a struggle. But it was a lot more of a balancing struggle to do that when I was in regular school. So it was definitely good for me to do homeschooling.
And were you kind of shy or a little apprehensive about doing homeschooling at first? Or did you...
A little bit. I mean, I actually wanted to do homeschooling for the most part for myself. But yeah, I mean, I miss my, you know, I was going to miss my friends and stuff like that. But, and I knew my overall goal, and I still talk to my friends all the time, and I make sure that I said, but, and I know my overall goal is, I know what my overall goals are. So I knew what was best for my business. I knew what was best for me. And really, I really do enjoy doing homeschooling.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I do want to say that, you know, you mentioned your parents and you mentioned that you're a sixth generation entrepreneur from your mom's side as well. And you also, your brother is also an entrepreneur as well, correct? And he is a film critic. It's a blogger. Okay, great. I know, and he does great as well, and also has been receiving awards that we're able to keep up with as well. So that is just great. What a wonderful family. So speaking of awards, wow, this past weekend you had, I can imagine, must have been an experience of a lifetime. You are the recipient of the first ever, we got to make sure we get a round of applause for that, the first ever McDonald's 365 Black Community Youth Award. Congratulations to you, Gabrielle. We were experiencing, we saw posts on Facebook, and it was just like we were right there. It's like we all wanted to say, you know, we know her. We're so proud of her. Can you share that experience with us that you just had this past weekend at the Essence Festival as well?
Yeah, this past weekend has been such an amazing experience, and it was just so wonderful. I mean, I was able to travel to New Orleans for the first time, and which was really exciting. And you know, it was just so wonderful. I was able to meet a few, celebrities, and I was able to make some great connections.
Who did you meet?
Yana Van Zandt was actually one of the award recipients. Was actually one of the award recipients, and I'm not really good with names, but it was one of the people from the Tyler Perry movie, and
that's all right. You said celebrity girl. That's enough.
It was so wonderful, and really, so I got to make a lot of great connections, and receiving the award, it was overwhelmingly amazing.
Wow. Now, how did you learn about the award? I mean, where were you? What happened? Give us the background of how that took place.
So actually, my mom surprised me with this because she had nominated me for this award, and she didn't tell me that she nominated me for it. And so, someone posted something about it on Facebook, and so she nominated me about it. She nominated me, and a lot of other people were telling her, okay, nominate Gabrielle, I'm not going to nominate Gabrielle. And so after a while, you know, you're waiting, you know, for the responses and things like that. And so my mom said that she got an email saying that you were a great applicant, but sorry you were not able to, we had a lot of great applicants, so sorry you're not able to, you're not one of the winners of the award or something like that. And so my mom was pretty disappointed about that because, you know, she really wanted me to receive this award. And then a little while later, she got a phone call, and they said, you were not supposed to get that email. You actually are the winner of the award, and it was anonymous, and it was this job. And so she told all my family and me at the same time, and I still didn't know, so it was the first time she told me with all my family around, and it was just so exciting. We were screaming, and we called the people that were working with me. It was just so, it was just amazing how that happened.
Wow, that is great. What a great story. Yeah. Well, that's what you call those email blasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, that, what a great way and a great story to hear that you were able to get that award in the first. And the other young person there was an artist as well, we saw.
Yes, right.
Okay, that's great, great. Well, you have blazed the trail, you've laid the path, and definitely laid the foundation. So congratulations for being the first of that McDonald's 365 Black Award. Well, you know, like I said, Gabrielle, we are so proud of you here. This time has gone by so fast.
Oh, wow.
So fast. I know. It does. It does really go by when you're having fun, especially when you're having great conversation. And
yeah.
If you just tuned in, I want everybody to know that we are thrilled to have Gabrielle Jordan-Williams here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, just back from the Essence Festival, celebrating her award as the McDonald's 365 Black Youth Community Award. And, you know, we're just thrilled to have her on the show today. And also, if you just tuned in, don't worry about it. You can catch this show and all of our other great shows at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's WealthySistersRadio.com. And definitely, we want to say that we are so proud to have Audible.com as a sponsor here. Yes, yes, Audible.com. And if you don't know who they are, you need to go to Audible.com right now. But definitely, we want to let you know that Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles for you to choose from. And, you know, you hear me talk about books all the time. One of my favorite books we talk about here on Wealthy Sisters Radio is the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. You can get that book right here from Audible.com. So, as a matter of fact, they are giving away a free book. When you sign up for a free 30-day trial right now, all you've got to do is go to audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters. That's right. audiblepodcast.com/wealthysisters and get what's entitled to you. Get that free book right now. Well, our guest, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan-Williams, said enough. We're so proud of you. What would you like to leave our guests with today in closing?
I would just like to say, first of all, thank you again for allowing me to be on the show. I just really want to just say to the kids and the adults that are listening, and hopefully their kids listening to the show as well, just understand that you have these gifts and you, I call them your unique value, those things that you have that are shining inside of you that you can use to allow you to grow and to touch other people's lives. And so once you start using your unique value, make sure that you're using it to help others and, you know, helping other people to grow as well, giving back and sharing your gifts with others, because that's really what it starts to be about. Once you start touching people's lives, it's no longer about you anymore. It's about those people that you're able to touch. It's about those people that you're going to help them grow someday. And so I just really want to say that. First, find that unique value that you have, and don't just let it sit there. Use it. Put it into action and touch other people's lives while doing it. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, wow, wow. Well, you know what? That definitely deserves a standing ovation. We need a standing ovation sound effect here. If we could have that, but definitely we got to give you a round of applause. You know, you said, find your unique values and live that. And, you know, I saw a quote the other day from John Covey, and he said that, you know, when you act upon when you live your purpose, you know, something to this effect, that you experience. When you honor your purpose, you allow the world to experience your gift. So, Gabrielle, you are definitely doing that. Congratulations. And we look forward to hearing more from you and having you back on the show. Thank you again, love.
Thank you again. Thank you very much.
All right, all right. Well, if you have just heard from Gabrielle Jordan Williams, if you missed this powerful interview, and if you heard it, you want to hear it again. This young lady is such a wise young woman, an inspiration, only 14 years old, started her business at 9. I want to encourage you to go to WealthySistersRadio.com right after the show. You can download the show. You can also hear this show and all of our other great shows there at WealthySistersRadio.com. Just check out our library right there, and you'll definitely be able to get that. I want to thank all of you all for tuning in and listening to our show today, and remind you that we've got that wonderful campaign going for nominating a Woman of the Year. We're thrilled that we're going to celebrate that Woman of the Year, the Business Woman of the Year, at the Winter Summit, which will be held next March 27th, 28th. Registration, early registration is going on right now as we speak. You can go to the Winter Summit. .com. That's like a champions, winnersummit.com, or you can simply go to wealthysisters.com and nominate that Woman of the Year. Just click on the banner, nominate the Business Woman of the Year that you know deserves this award. Well, you know, we've come to that time in the show, as we say every week, you know, it's that power thought, and everything is in a thought. And I want to say this episode has just been so inspiring to me to hear Gabrielle Jordan Williams at 14 years old talk about the things that she shared with us today. And that just brings us right to what I wanted to talk about, is the power of affirmations. You can hear this young lady affirming her life, affirming the things that she wanted to do, the things how she said for her business. The choice of her making the decision to do homeschool, which is a big choice at that age. They don't want to leave their friends. That's what high school and middle school is all about, their friends. But she affirmed her purpose. She said, I know my goals. I know the goals for my business. And that's what I want to encourage each and every one of us to affirm our purpose in using those affirmations. You know, the most powerful three words or two words we hear and we know is I am. Be cognizant of everything that comes behind that I am. So if we're using, oh, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I'm worn out, I'm bored. Are you really? You're saying that about yourself. I'm sorry. No, you're saying that about yourself. Change it with, I am strong. You know, I am a winner. I can do this. I am the best. I am the greatest. I encourage you. There's so many videos. You know, I can't stress how this time that we're in is such a wonderful time to be alive with the technology, to go right on YouTube and find just tons and tons of affirmations. Listen to it in the morning. Listen to it at night and see what a difference it makes to raise your positive level, to raise that vibration so that you can attract those great things into your life that you deserve. So we want to thank you so much again for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We appreciate you, and thank you for helping us celebrate our 5th anniversary. Well, as always, you know, we wish you and yours the best of everything great, and we will see you next week with another powerful, productive show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're never hard now.